Summer is definitely the sexiest season. I mean, think about it. The days are longer, the nights are hotter, and your sex life is too. And if you're looking to turn up the heat, how about a little help from our friends at Promescent? Summer is all about things hot and steamy, so I highly recommend you add something extra and tap into Promescent's lineup of pleasure-enhancing products. I've been singing their praises for years, since they started, and for good reason. Because first up, we have the legendary Delay Spray. This is the MVP of lasting longer and keeping those eager penile nerves in check. You just do a quick spray, and you're set to outlast even the longest days of summer, ensuring the party doesn't end before you want it to. So you can have the mind-blowing climax you're now so very well equipped to reach, thanks to Promescent. It just helps you last longer without all the worry. And for women, Promescent's warming arousal gel is a fun pre-sex ritual. You just rub it into your vulva a few minutes before and you'll feel it start to tingle, warming up every nerve ending. So you'll feel that much more pleasure everywhere before you even get going. So it's kind of like the sure thing. So make sure this summer is the sexiest one yet. Check out promescent.com/Emily and get 15% off at checkout. You get free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee, discreet shipping, all the things. Promescent is your ticket to a more guaranteed good time. That's promescent.com/Emily. promescent.com/Emily for your exclusive discount. Check it out. Attention, pleasure seekers. What if I told you there was a toy that was so iconic that it practically set the standard for all my favorite products? Allow me to introduce or reintroduce to you the Magic Wand. Dubbed the Cadillac of Vibrators, the Magic Wand is more than just a toy. It's a culture icon, a symbol of power and unapologetic pleasure. Do you know any other toys that have been praised in Time magazine? Didn't think so. With a unique rumble that resonates deep within, the Magic Wand Original is not just a product, it's a trusted confidant. And it's a sure thing. Never had an orgasm? Try a Magic Wand. Never given your party a full body massage? Try the Magic Wand. Listen, it's rightfully earned accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades, and I've been obsessed with my Magic Wand. I even drilled holes in my bedside table so that she's always next to me in case I need her. Well, that was years ago, because now there are multiple iterations of the Magic Wand, allowing you to pick whatever model fits your lifestyle. You can go wireless with the Magic Wand Rechargeable, tiny with the Magic Wand Mini or Micro. Micro is really mini. Or go for variety with the Magic Wand Plush. The best part though, all of them have the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original so popular. So if you're ready to make some magic, visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to cast a spell on the world. Magic Wand, not just a vibrator, an icon of pleasure.
Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. On today's show, I'm joined by Dr. Carolyn DeLucia and Cindy Barshop to talk about everything from vulvas to sexual health to keeping everything ready for when it's time to get busy. Topics include women's sexual health, how to get your pelvic floor in tip-top shape no matter what stage of life you're in, because hey, we can all use a tune-up. Trying to regain trust, it's a lot harder than you think, but I think you can get past it. You're too wet during sex, how can you dry things up? And the real reasons you may be losing your sex drive and what you can do to get it back. All this and more. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, check out sexwithemily.com. We've got some awesome blogs and posts there to help you have better sex. You can check out all of our podcasts. You can also check them out wherever you listen to podcasts. Gosh, they're everywhere now. We love when you subscribe and review us. It's awesome. You can find us anywhere on social media at Sex with Emily across the board. You should totally be following us. We've got some great announcements coming up and ways that you can engage with us and possibly win some toys. Plus, find me Monday through Friday on Sirius XM. It's awesome. 5 to 7 p.m. Pacific on channel Stars 109. It is fun, and you guys can get a free trial if you go to sexwithemily.com/SXM. All right, guys.
There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread. So here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's the kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co.
To help you enjoy the show,
I'm going to just welcome my guests who are here, Dr. Carolyn DeLucia and Cindy Barshop. I gave you guys a pre-intro. Dr. Carolyn DeLucia is a internationally renowned OBGYN who specializes in women's health issues. She's been on the podcast before, and I love her. She's been such an inspiration for me. And Cindy Barshop.
Hi.
They own V-Spot MediSpot in New York. And the last time I saw them, it's basically a spa for your vagina.
Basically, it
yes,
is.
Yes, it is.
I mean, I don't know what else. That's literally what it is. And in all different ways, it can heal it. It can help you. And they are experts in all things.
Right. It's basically we enhance women's sexual health.
Women's sexual health.
That's right. And how we heal ourselves throughout our lives and keep us healthy and ready for intimate moments.
Wait, I just have to say, I'm so happy to be here. Yeah,
so me
back
too.
It up a little bit.
Back it up. You guys,
I love Emily. Everybody thinks I have a crush on her, which I think I do at this point. I just have to say that. I think you're amazing. You're doing unbelievable things for
thank
so
you.
Many people.
Yes.
And I just, like, I bow to you, my love. I think
thank
you're
you.
Amazing.
Thank you. I
absolutely.
Feel the same. I was, like, saying to Jamie, last time I saw them, I was hanging out for hours in their beautiful spa that every woman should go to in New York and, like, hopefully taking over the world. So welcome. They're going to be here for a minute, but I think we could also take a call because we've had a lot of calls come in. And feel free if you guys want, we'll help, you know, guide you in jumping in if you have answers
sure.
to things.
Oh,
but let's
cool.
take a call.
Okay, let's talk to Logan. He's 48 in Toronto. He's grown apart from his partner, is not sure about the time invested into the relationship.
Hey, Logan, thanks for calling Sex with Emily. Tell me what's going on.
Well, I have a situation with my partner. I've been with her for 10 years. And over the last 5 years, we just haven't been intimate. And, you know, I made mistakes earlier on in relationship where I had, you know, flirted with, you know, girls that I had dated once, literally once.
I'm yeah. not her. You don't have to defend it. No, I'm only laughing because, Logan, I've been that. I get it. Like, it was once. So you guys had some trust issues. The trust was broken about 5 years ago and hasn't really been able to come back from that.
Oh, man, I've been... I love this girl. I mean,
I know. I can hear it in your voice.
Yeah. You know, the struggle is to not to get long winded, but I met her. I met this guy like 13 years ago, and I was good friends with him for 2 years, right. And then I met his girls, and then I was asked to be the godfather of a mutual friend of mine of ours.
Okay,
I was the godfather of his oldest. And it turns out that my stepdaughters are her best friends. So I knew the girls before I met Wanda, and now we've been together for 10 years.
Okay, I get it. Wait. So you guys, you feel like you were meant to be together. So what's happening now? So for 5 years, it hasn't been great. Have you guys talked about it? Do you know? Okay.
It seems like our talks turn into arguments.
Right.
And
okay.
I keep getting thrown into the whipping of you know, flirting and
it was 5 years ago. I get it. You guys are in a very unhealthy cycle right now. So this is what happens with couples. If you the trust was broken, whether it was one time or you had an affair for a year, it doesn't really matter. But when trust breaks in a relationship, it's really, really hard to heal on your own. And I absolutely think that you guys need to go to some therapy. And you're going to realize it's not about the cheating. It's about some other intimacy challenges that you're facing. The reason why your girlfriend, is it your wife? Your girlfriend, your wife.
Well, we're Kamala. She could say
10 years. So the reason why she keeps bringing it back to that, to the cheating, I don't think it's about that. It's because there's some intimacy challenges where you guys haven't really learned how to communicate, which most people do not, by the way. So I think if you love her and you guys want to be together, that couples therapy for both of you will be amazing. Because I can't tell, like, I'm not there. You feel one way, she feels another way, and that's it. Like, there's nothing's going to happen unless you get a mediator and you go once a week for 3 months and you don't stop. And then in 3 months from now, you can make a clear decision. But right now, you can't.
Well, I have to be honest with you. I'm the willing party of this.
Well, it's her duty. She has to, unless she wants to keep fighting about something that happened 5 years ago. Like, this is what I don't understand. Like, I'm not telling people they have to go to, like, prison or do something awful. It's like therapy. And if she still has a stigma around, see what I'm saying? Like, she's the one who's bringing up stuff in the past. She's resisting therapy and resolving it because she likes to stick on an issue that really isn't about the present moment. So I think that you guys have to go. I mean, what else would happen right now? I mean, I can't. 5 years, same issue.
And my struggle is, Emily, is that it's not going to happen. It's like, I mean, 10 years I've devoted to, you know, I'm not just breaking up with her.
Listen, I understand, like, Logan, you have to bring it up in a way that you're like, listen, I care so much about our relationship and the health of our relationship, and I love you, and I see spending the rest of our life together, and I really think that we have to go. We have to find a solution. What we've been doing now isn't working. And I really believe if you commit to going to therapy with me three times, just three times, then we can make a decision about it. And if she doesn't, then you can ask her what her thoughts are for solving this. But if she doesn't have any, then it sounds to me like you're in a more advanced way of thinking, that she's kind of doesn't want to move beyond her same repetitive thoughts. So
yeah.
I understand her resistance, but maybe there's a different tone. It's amazing, Logan, how sometimes we think we've had a conversation so much with our partner, but then when you, like, kind of stop and take a different tone, and it's more about us as a team, she might hear you differently, okay? So let me know how it goes. I'm here every day, Logan. You know that. So call me back. Have that talk, like, tonight or tomorrow. Or skip Valentine's Day. Do it Friday. But I think you should do it ASAP, because life's too short to waste it in a relationship that's not working. That's how I feel. Okay, you guys, you can give me a call, 888-94-STARS, 888-947-8277. Hi, Carolyn and Cindy, who are still here. I just saw a call pop up that might be good. Lori?
Yes. Lori, okay, who's this 56 is perfect. In Arizona.
Lori?
She didn't notice that her vagina was dry during menopause.
I have vagina experts here. There's three actually here. Hey, Lori. Thanks for calling.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey. I am so excited that we've got vagina spa ladies.
Me too. You don't understand.
Hi, Lori.
We're so excited. Hi, Lori.
Oh, I do understand.
Okay, good. You get it. You get it. Okay, what's going on, Lori? Talk to us.
Well, one of the things I wanted to just sort of share my own experience on is that, you know, 57, I'm in menopause, and I've had some challenges, but I've been going to a doctor to work on things. But about 2 years ago, when I first started my little journey going to the doctor to try to make my pelvic floor work better and all of these sorts of things, when she took a look in the nether region, she went, "Oh my God, you're so dry."
Okay.
And I just wanted to share that because I have a feeling that there's probably a lot of other women out there in their 50s getting to this stage in their life, and they may not even know that they're dry.
Yeah.
Because it, you know, it's soft and silky and everything is good. And So you may not notice that there's a dryness.
Yeah, right. I guess. Yeah, you might not notice. That's true.
Or you just may notice. It's one or the other, but I think that it happens to all of us. The many symptoms of menopause, hot flashes, night sweats that women always talk about, all of those things minimize over time. But the changes in our vagina area, those just get worse and worse and worse. So that vaginal dryness that your doctor noticed now is only going to get worse unless it's addressed. So kudos to your doctor for having mentioned it to you. And now you can address that so that intimacy doesn't get uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But there's also new technology out there that you should be aware of.
Oh, Lori, what'd she tell you? Did you do anything about it or did she recommend anything?
Oh, yeah. She actually recommended some really great lubrication. She recommended doing some personal lubrication besides having lube for sex.
Okay.
Right. And I mean, I guess I was just so surprised because everything has always been, I've had super lubrication.
Right. But you just don't.
Everything has always worked really well. So when this turned out to be a symptom for me, I was like, oh my God, I had no idea.
Yeah.
No wonder it's sort of uncomfortable.
Oh, so sex wasn't, so you're saying is, Lori, you were having sex that was uncomfortable, but you weren't sure why.
Right. Oh, I was like, what the hell happened? Okay. So,
Lori.
Right. Oh, Lori. Okay. I get it. Yeah. Women, no one tells us. It's like we're all going through the same thing. Women at some point are going to go through this period in their life and no one tells you really got to figure it out. And it's like, that's why I'm obsessed with V-Spot. I'm so glad they're here to talk about this stuff. So, Lori, they're going to have some. Yeah.
Yeah, Lori, there's solutions. There's technology solutions, thank God, that have been in the States for about 3 or 4 years now.
Yeah.
And it's something called a CO2 fractional laser. It actually does a tissue regeneration inside the vaginal canal. There's no pain. There's no downtime. You need 3 treatments. We love the FemiLift, which is one of, you know, there's others out there, but we like the FemiLift at the V-Spot. And you should go. You have to research.
She's in Arizona.
In Arizona, you could always call us at the V-Spot.
To give recommendations.
800-408-8776. And I could do some research for you to find, another doctor. We always suggest go to a gynecologist for this, and Carolyn and I could take a look for you, and we always recommend people around the country so you could get these treatments.
Yeah, this
and
technology is new and amazing, which is why I wanted you guys to come on and talk about some of that. So thank you, Lori.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you for calling. I appreciate it. So let's talk about the new technology.
So there's several options that women have that we can use to improve the lubrication of the vagina and the sense of what happens. The other thing that we feel as we age is an inability to stretch. So penetration becomes really, really uncomfortable. And these machines help to bring back that elasticity. And in treating the walls of the vagina with either radio frequency devices, and there are several on the market and they're exploding all over. We use UltraFem 360 at V-Spot, but there are others. And FemiLift, which is the laser, both of these technologies treat the walls of the vagina and bring new blood vessels, therefore a natural sense of lubrication. So no need for other extraneous things. And it's just like back to normal. Like, oh my God, I remember how this used to feel.
Right.
And it's like, thank goodness, it's back.
Right.
And the other thing that many women do is we lose sensation. And when we lose sensation, there's no fun. I mean, if it's not fun to have sex, why have sex?
Exactly.
Right?
So this happens for women starting for perimenopause.
Yes.
Even women in their 20s. So every single night, and you guys can call us with your questions tonight, 888-947-8277, we hear from many women of all ages, but women going menopause, perimenopause, who just, they're like, I'm not into it anymore. I don't want it. I don't want sex. So you're saying that a lot of these things can help women feel ready again, be ready for sex.
Exactly. And desire it, initiate. How about that? I mean, actually be the initiator, which really everybody, you, me, Everybody wants to feel desired. Your husband, your partner wants to feel that need and desire. So when you are the initiator, that is such a major turn on for your partner and the one you love, right? It doesn't matter. I mean, sometimes, how do you feel when he's after you? It feels great. My gosh, he wants me. So when you give that back, there's no better gift.
So because you can do these procedures that help women feel more comfortable in their vagina, their vulva, yeah. It helps them with desire.
Correct.
Because they're feeling the blood flowing in. Because essentially, exactly. Let's explain it, Carolyn, as a doctor, OBGYN, what actually is happening? Why is this happening to women at this certain point? Because we're losing
our
tissue, estrogen. Our estrogen's taking a nosedive.
That's correct. So when we
let's
stop
explain
ovulating,
that, because I don't know that everybody gets it.
All right. So as we age, what happens is we know that we can't have babies anymore. Why can't we have babies anymore? Because we stop making eggs. And our eggs, in that process, we make estrogen. When we stop making eggs, when our ovaries go dead, they no
so
longer
dark.
Oh, they no longer
like,
make
oh,
I don't mean to make it sound like that. But yeah,
dead ovaries, they're dead everywhere.
The clock has stopped.
Left, right, they're all over.
She left a path of dead ovaries in her wake. Right. Okay. So dead ovaries.
So our estrogen is gone with that death.
Right.
And then with the loss of estrogen, we no longer support the blood vessels in the walls of the vagina. So when that woman's doctor looked at the vaginal tissues, she was able to say, oh my gosh, you must be so dry, because we see the clinical changes. It gets pale. It gets smooth. Normally, a vagina is moist and it has folds. That's gone in menopause. It's like the ice skating rink. We lose it all. Right now, wow. Emily's eyes looking complete horror. Complete horror. Isn't, you should see the little look on her face. It was
Can
priceless.
You help? I don't want it to be a cold, lonely ice rink in my vagina. Dear God, I don't want a cold ice rink in my pants.
That is too cute. The look on her face was horror.
Help me. 1-800 help my vagina.
I'm getting way too close.
But what, I mean, my eyes are open because of the way you're talking about. But
I'm
it's
so
true
sorry.
That
it's so true. I see it every day.
I know, but I talk, but I'm saying the way we hearing someone else. But they're here to help because.
That's right.
And
we can
I mean,
change
they
it
are
all.
Not a sponsor. What I'm
we
saying
reverse
is,
it all. Don't
I
worry.
Met Carolyn because we met at conferences that yeah. we were speaking at this year, and I was like, oh, there is technology that can actually help women. Because I got to tell you something, and we are going to get back to your calls, and you can call us 888-947-8277. So I was talking to my mom, who's 75, she's gonna or 76, she's gonna love this if she doesn't listen. She did watch today's show. She's like, oh my God, like I made it. I'm like, yeah.
How was it?
It was fun. It was
oh, she
fun.
Looked beautiful.
Thank you. But I was like, I'm doing a show every day, but she's not hearing me talk about her S ring. She's like, oh yeah, I've been doing the S ring for 30 years. Her doctor
wow,
gave her, or 20
good
years.
Girl.
But what I didn't know much about the, it's something that women every 6 months, it's
every
a different,
three, I hope.
But it's not, it's more synthetic.
It's a synthetic. Silicone ring.
Uh-huh.
And it's one size fits all almost. And it's mostly comfortable meaning. But it's a ring that is impregnated, I like to say, with a core of estrogen.
Right.
And over 3 months, it slowly seeps out into the tissues. The issue with that device and why it's not my number one choice
right, right.
for women is that it doesn't help the opening or the introitus, clinically speaking. So if he's knocking at the door and can't get in, who cares how well the walls
right.
look? That's what I say.
So
yeah,
some of
something like that, correct me here, it means that it's just pleasurable for the man. What we want to do now,
no.
If they just get in the, if you're just opening up the introitus, right, with the ring. This
no,
is what
no,
upsets
no.
me.
It's inside.
It's inside.
It's
she's more lubricated.
On the walls.
But these,
but
this,
the opening is still tight. So
right.
it doesn't.
The opening's still
tight. Yeah.
Okay.
So this, the so for example, the procedures that you have, like they help women with the whole vulva
right.
vagina.
Exactly.
So I was like, Mom, I don't even know
and
that you're
sensation.
Doing that.
Sensation.
Sensation.
Oh my gosh. The O shot.
Let's
I mean,
talk about.
Let's talk about
the O shot.
Yeah. O stands for orgasm. That's what it stands for.
Everyone's talking about the O shot.
Oh, yeah. And it's been around now. I mean, I think the longest lasting. We're up to almost 9.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So Dr. Charles Runnels invented the O shot. It's an incredible, incredible, simple, painless procedure where we take your own blood and spin it down, isolate all the incredible growth factors that our body makes to help us heal ourselves. It's called platelet-rich plasma, and we re-inject that into our local tissues, our literally directly into the clitoris and directly into the G-spot, and bring back sensation.
Actually, yeah. Also enhances orgasms if you have them, and it also helps people who've never had orgasms or only get orgasms, you know, with self-stimulation. So it's pretty amazing. I've done a couple.
You've done a couple. Okay, so I want to hear the before and after O shot.
Go ahead, Cindy.
Yes, Cindy Barshot from V Spot.
Okay, let me try.
Do it. Brace yourself. Do it.
No, the difference is, for me, and everybody's not the same, is that I'm able to have a vaginal orgasm, which is pretty intense.
Awesome.
So I was always able to get orgasms before. And
More clitoral orgasms.
Only clitoral. I didn't even know what a vaginal was.
Wow.
I didn't even know. Actually, until I started the V-Spot, I didn't even know about vaginal orgasms. There's so many things that you don't know.
That's right.
That women don't know that they have access to make them feel better and to really just enjoy their sexual pleasure. And, you know, I'm like everybody else. I learned as I went.
Yeah. And no, I get it.
So for me, I always were able to have an orgasm. And I was like, all right, I'll do this. Because first of all, when you hear the word O shot, it's like, oh, shit. I am. You know, I mean, that's the last thing I want to do is put a shot in my vagina.
Right.
But the first thing is, that's why I always keep saying this. There's no pain in it. There's no pay, but you have to go to a certified person.
Right.
That I do say.
So they can find out more on your website, too.
Yeah.
V-Spot, Medispot? V-Spot.com?
V-Spot, Medispot.com.
Okay, and you guys, V-Spot, Medispot, and everything we talk about tonight, just so you know, is at sexwithemily.com under the show notes.
However, every year over 30, women will drop our testosterone levels. And this is an area that's rarely explored. And testosterone levels in women truly matter. So you should, if it's really bad and you really have no interest and you're also having lack of sensation once you're in, give in and do say, all right, I'll do it. At that point, if you have no sensation, then you should definitely explore your testosterone levels.
Yeah, Anita, I was also going to say, and Dr. DeLucia is right in the sense of there's a certain, I always say, like, women have to keep their pilot light lit, right? And he's coming to you and you are exhausted and you're tired, but there's part of it that's like, he's happy to have sex with you, however you would feel pleasure. So I know you're exhausted, but has there been any time where you've been exploring yourself, masturbation, self-love, how's your fantasy life? Have you been able to, or when you actually have sex, are you able to get into it? Is any of that possible?
I think if I had to compare before and after, is a huge decline. Before, I probably would do myself 3-4 times a day. Now it's like maybe once a month. So,
okay.
It's a big decrease in that.
I don't think
sex has been the same for us either. Like, it's not as intense. It's not as enjoyable. Yeah.
Could there be anything that happened during birth? It could be like kind of bursty. I mean, anything that's changed. Why do you think it's just exhausting? It could be hormones.
If you have lack of sensation or pain, that can certainly make you not want to have intercourse.
Right.
But if there's been no damage to the nerves, then you have to think about why you're not going into the fantasies. But your life has drastically changed from before the children.
So maybe there's a certain go easy on yourself and be patient that it's going to come back.
That's right. I honestly even think women complain, look at my belly after the baby, look at the skin.
It happens.
It does. And I honestly believe, having been through it, that it takes over 5 years to get your body back.
Wow.
To even be like a normal, back to you kind of body.
Right.
So I think that plays a role too. We feel different about our bodies. It's not what we don't feel it. Are you having a lack of feeling sexy, Anita, at all?
Yeah, after the second one, I'm getting a lot of weight. The first one, I lost like all my weight as soon as he was out. And then the second one,
fine with anything.
Yeah. So, I think Anita, it sounds like there has to be, so I think there has to be a little bit more time with you taking care of Anita right now.
Yes.
And some self-loving, going to the gym, getting a sitter. These are the things that moms forget because we're so into like giving and caretaking and we feel guilty leaving the kids. But this might be a matter of exhaustion. It could be hormones. We don't know yet. But I think it's a matter of Anita learning how to take care of herself. That's and do right. things that are going to get you back on track to feel sexy, to feel like yeah. the woman, the amazing woman that you are. Okay. Thanks, Anita. Thanks for calling Sex with Emily. You can call us 888-94-STARS. That's 888-947-8277.
Okay, let's talk to Linda. She's 57 in New York, and she says she's still extremely wet and gets her period.
At 57, Linda. Hey, thanks for calling.
God bless.
Hi.
Wow.
Hi. Wow, Linda.
Yeah, I still get my period, and it seems like the wetness, like, all the time is excessive, especially during sex, and it just feels like it's too much.
Huh. Are you on any medication at all, or you've always been wet?
I've always been wet, but not, like, this wet.
All right, I think I might be able to help explain a little bit of that. There, at 57, there's no doubt that your body is beginning to go through changes. It's impossible to get our period forever. So the oldest woman that I've ever had who got her period was 61, and I think that's pretty much the extreme. The average is 51 and a half. So having your period at 57, you're already in that upper end of the normal range. So it's going to start to change. When our estrogen levels are beginning to change, it's actually, there's a spike in our estrogen levels, and estrogen is what makes us have a lot of lubrication. So when there's that spike in estrogen, it's not uncommon to have a period of time when you're feeling a lot of wetness and lubrication. So if you can stand it, let it go and enjoy every minute, because yeah. the dryness is to come, the dead ovaries. But also, I want to say that you could, if you really wanted to right now, take something like Robitussin to dry out your tissue.
Oh, because it's too dry.
That's
okay.
right. So it's if it's too wet, you can dry it okay. up. You can take an antihistamine, like a long-acting antihistamine for allergies. And it dries out your nose, dries out your mouth, dries out your vagina.
All right. Hey, Linda, has there been any problems with this, or you're more just concerned about it? It just seems like an interesting, unique situation for you.
It just seems too wet sometimes, and it feels like my vagina is bigger. Right. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just, I know, and my gynecologist is so happy I'm still getting my period. She keeps saying it's a good thing.
But there is, I mean, if it just feels that loose and wet, they can do one of the radio frequency treatments and actually does a tissue generation.
It does.
And it'll, like, give you, or you know what, probably be better doing the Emsla Kegel machine.
All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break, and we come back, your calls and more Cindy and Carolyn. I also didn't mention this, but you know a lot about the penis, too.
I do, because if I prime my women, the men have to be able to keep up, and the pun is totally intended.
Right.
So I have to be able to maintain the husbands and the partners, and I do that as well.
Okay.
Yes.
We're going to get into that, but we're going to take a quick call first, and we're going to get back to all your expertise. All right.
Okay, we're going to talk to Anita. She's 36 in Indiana, and she wants to know if your libido drops after having children.
Hey, Anita. Great question. Hello. Very relatable. Thanks for calling. So tell me what's going on. When did you give birth?
Well, I have a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old now.
But okay.
It's almost immediately after the 1-year-old, I was like, I don't feel like doing it anymore.
Right.
My husband is not happy.
Yeah.
And he complains about it a lot, but then it just adds more pressure and anxiety about having to feel like I'm ready. We both work full-time jobs and got, you know.
Two little kids and you're exhausted and mm-hmm. sex is the last thing on your mind. And you probably feel right now that if you never have it again, you'll be fine with it, right? You're like,
yeah.
totally get it.
With that, I do.
All right. Okay. I'm going to toss it to Dr. Carolyn DeLucia right here.
Well,
our OBGYN.
Of
you probably hear this every single day.
I do. And it's not uncommon at all. You're totally normal, Anita. And I think that the majority of what you're feeling right now is simple exhaustion. I mean, honestly, I'm sure you still love your husband. I'm sure he still loves you. It's just that you're a little bit preoccupied. And let me just tell you something. Foreplay for women begins in the morning. So you're not like a switch at this point. You can't come home from work after a full day of work and just flip a switch and be sexy pussycat. It's just not going to happen. And he has to understand that too, that you're exhausted. So he needs to make you feel wanted and desired. So it may have to start in the morning with a little pinch, or yeah, it may have to start with a little, you know, babe, I could really, oh man, you look so hot in that bathrobe, and you know, with the fluffy slippers. And but it does matter. It just shows that he cares. So that can start some of the feelings that are deep down inside you, which are not gone. It's simply that you're exhausted.
Well, I think you're... Because I think also, what about hormones? What about stuff that happens to women?
Well, if she's... Are you breastfeeding, Anita?
No, we're done.
Okay. Well, because breastfeeding totally wreaks havoc on our hormones, and we have, you know, it's almost equal to menopause. Mm-hmm. So it truly is a tough time until we're out a while. But if you're all done breastfeeding and that's long over and your cycles are back to normal, I think that the majority of it is just the exhaustion. However, every year over 30, women will drop our testosterone levels. And this is an area that's rarely explored. And testosterone levels in women truly matter. So you should, if it's really bad and you really have no interest, and you're also having lack of sensation once you're in, give in and do say, all right, I'll do it. At that point, if you have no sensation, then you should definitely explore your testosterone levels.
Yeah, Anita, I was also going to say, and Dr. DeLucia is right in the sense of there's a certain, I always say, like, women have to keep their pilot light lit, right? And he's coming to you and you are exhausted and you're tired, but there's part of it that's like, he's happy to have sex with you, however you would feel pleasure. So I know you're exhausted, but has there been any time where you've been exploring yourself, masturbation, self-love, how's your fantasy life? Have you been able to, or when you actually have sex, are you able to get into it? Is any of that possible?
I think if I had to compare before and after, is a huge decline. Before, I probably would do myself 3-4 times a day. Now it's maybe once a month. So, it's a big decrease in that.
I don't think
sex has been the same for us either. It's not as intense. It's not as enjoyable. Yeah.
Could there be anything that happened during birth? It could be like kind of birth shit. Or, I mean, anything that's changed. Why do you think it's just exhausting? It could be hormones.
If you have lack of sensation or pain, that can certainly make you not want to have intercourse.
Right.
But if there's been no damage to the nerves, then you have to think about why you're not going into the fantasies. But your life has drastically changed from before the children.
So maybe there's a certain go easy on yourself and be patient that it's going to come back.
That's right. I honestly even think women complain, look at my belly after the baby, look at the skin.
It happens.
It does. And I honestly believe, having been through it, that it takes over 5 years to get your body back.
Wow.
To even be like a normal, back to you kind of body.
Right.
So I think that plays a role too. We feel different about our bodies. It's not what we don't feel it. Are you having a lack of feeling sexy, Anita, at all?
Yeah, after the second one, I'm getting a lot of weight. The first one, I lost all my weight as soon as he was out. And then the second one, mindless anything.
Yeah. So, I think Anita, it sounds like there has to be, so I think there has to be a little bit more time with you taking care of Anita right now.
Yes.
And some self-loving, going to the gym, getting a sitter. These are the things that moms forget because we're so into like giving and caretaking and we feel guilty leaving the kids. But this might be a matter of exhaustion. It could be hormones. We don't know yet. But I think it's a matter of Anita learning how to take care of herself. That's and do right. things that are going to get you back on track to feel sexy, to feel like yeah. the woman, the amazing woman that you are. Okay. Thanks, Anita. Thanks for calling Sex with Emily. You can call us 888-94-STARS. That's 888-947-8277.
Okay, let's talk to Linda. She's 57 in New York, and she says she's still extremely wet and gets her period.
At 57, Linda. Hey, thanks for calling.
God bless.
Wow. Hi. Wow, Linda.
Yeah, I still get my period, and it seems like the wetness, like, all the time is excessive, especially during sex, and it just feels like it's too much.
Huh. Are you on any medication at all, or you've always been wet?
I've always been wet, but not like this wet.
All right, I think I might be able to help explain a little bit of that. There, at 57, there's no doubt that your body is beginning to go through changes. It's impossible to get our period forever. So the oldest woman that I've ever had who got her period was 61, and I think that's pretty much the extreme. The average is 51 and a half. So having your period at 57, you're already in that upper end of the normal range. So it's going to start to change. When our estrogen levels are beginning to change, it's actually, there's a spike in our estrogen levels, and estrogen is what makes us have a lot of lubrication. So when there's that spike in estrogen, it's not uncommon to have a period of time when you're feeling a lot of wetness and lubrication. So if you can stand it, let it go and enjoy every minute, because yeah. the dryness is to come, the dead ovaries. But also, but also, I want to say that you could, if you really wanted to right now, take something like Robitussin to dry out your tissue.
Oh, because it's too dry.
That's
okay.
right. So it's if it's too wet, you can dry it okay. up. You can take an antihistamine, all like right. a long-acting antihistamine for allergies. And it dries out your nose, dries out your mouth, dries out your vagina.
All right. Hey, Linda, has there been any problems with this, or you're more just concerned about it? It just seems like an interesting, unique situation for you.
It just seems just too wet sometimes, and it feels like my vagina is bigger. Right. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just, I know, and my gynecologist is so happy I'm still getting my period. She keeps saying it's a good thing.
But there is, I mean, if it just feels that loose and wet, they can do one of the radio frequency treatments, and actually does a tissue generation.
It does.
And it'll, like, give you, or you know what, probably be better doing the Emsla Kegel machine to be able to tighten the
Let's
muscles
talk
around.
About the thing for Kegels. Yes. We come back. Okay,
yes.
we have
a solution.
From V-Spot, we've got people here. We've got things to talk about. It is Sex with Emily on Sirius XM Stars.
Okay, let's talk to James. He's 42, Maryland. He's married his wife for 13 years, and he's not convinced he's satisfying her because she can't climax without a vibrator.
Okay, great question. Hey, James, also thanks for holding.
Yeah, no problem. Thank
Hi.
You.
Hi, of course. Okay, tell me what's going on.
Yes. Yeah, so basically, you know, like she mentioned, we've been married for 13 years, and, you know, usually, you know, we have sex, you know, maybe two or three times a week, and I'm not convinced that she's enjoying it. I ask her, hey, how was it? She's like, hey, it's great. Don't stop asking. You know, when you ask, you kind of destroy the whole atmosphere or something. But
all right.
So I'm not getting like any feedback from her. And I'm just not convinced that she's, I guess maybe from seeing a few videos here and there, I guess I'm not.
Oh, like porn?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. This is such a good question, James. Because porn.
Yeah.
While it has its purpose, you know, porn serves some great uses, titillation, but it's not real life. So the women in porn are not, porn actors, actresses are not actually having orgasms. So I wouldn't base it on that. But what I would base it on is, so yeah, at all. Like, it doesn't, like, I'm friends with porn stars. We've talked about, like, they don't actually have orgasms on screen. It's what they think cinematically will look great for a male director who's making porn for men. But that's, you know, most people think that, because I used to think it, you know, like, what, you know, but it's kind of like learning about how to drive from watching like Fast and Furious, you know. But here's the thing about your wife. What I want to know is, why is she not? Have you talked to her and said, like, I know she says, I don't want to talk about it, but I'm not okay with that answer. When you're in a relationship and your partner's like, I don't want to have sex, or I've had enough, or I won't talk about it, like, that's not okay. Because here you are, James, so sweet, and you're like, I want her to be satisfied, and I'm not sure that she is. I think it's because maybe she has some shame or embarrassment, or no one's ever asked her about her sex life. It doesn't mean that she doesn't want to have great sex. So I think we can kind of reframe the way you're asking it.
Okay.
So you said she said to you, don't, like, stop asking me, right? And when and how are you asking that question?
Well, usually it's after we're done.
Okay.
Yeah. And I asked her, you know,
in the bedroom,
you know, was it good for you? Yeah.
Right. Was it good for you?
Right.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
Great. So here's the number one thing. Do not have the sex talk in the bedroom, outside the bedroom. I think the bedroom should be for sleeping and sex. And it sounds like now that this has been going on for a while, James, what I would love is if next time you guys are hanging out, and it should be a chill conversation when you guys are feeling relaxed, maybe you're hanging out on Sunday morning, and just say, you know what? I love you so much, and I love the sex we're having, and you, I know you said when I asked, like, really casual, James, like, I know you said when I asked you, you don't want me to ask about your sex, but I have to tell you that I think about it a lot, because I want you to have so much pleasure, and I want to have the best pleasure, and we're going to be together for the rest of our life. You guys have been together for 13 years, so we're in this. So I thought this could be the year that we really kind of co-create an amazing sex life together. So what would that look like to you? And she might not know. This won't be the last time you have the conversation. Maybe she's never really had an orgasm without a vibrator. You said that she's only used a vibrator, which is, just so you know, James, you're not failing. Only 20% of women have orgasms through penetration. Again, another thing that porn does not service well, or movie, or romantic comedies, or television, right? It does. That's not what happens to most women. So I think it's really a matter of opening it up, because she probably doesn't even have the words the way you're asking it. So just, I love us together. Let's create a great sex life, and then ask her what really turns her on. You'll share some of your fantasies, and then start it, and she'll start to feel more comfortable. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Good, James. You're doing great. I love that you even called and you have the concern. It'll get better from here. The first step is admitting it. Thanks, James. Thanks for calling Sex with Emily. Right? It's hard.
Yes, it is.
In the bedroom, you don't want to hear it, and no one's ever asked his wife. And since so as women, like, one of my things was, like, I felt inferior because I didn't have an orgasm through intercourse. Mm-hmm. I still, like, I have to work on it. I'd have learned through a G-spot vibrator when I started my show.
I heard about this morning.
You heard about this morning?
I heard about your G-spot finder.
I did.
This morning from your marketing.
My email? From Ken. Oh, you met with Ken, our CEO. Right. My G-spot locator.
Yeah. I think that GPS, you would say.
Yeah, I was thinking that G-spot GPS. Yeah, the WeVibe Rave actually makes an incredible vibrator that, to me, is like, found the G-spot. So anyway, I think I love that James is just knowing that, like, I gotta talk to her about it, but she might not be comfortable. No one's ever asked her, you know.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I was talking to
Ken?
Jay.
Uh-huh. Jay. Oh, the boyfriend.
Jay. But we were doing the SOA event.
Yes.
And they were saying that men have a physical of what has happened. I mean, we see a physical.
A result. A physical result.
Of, you know, an orgasm. They don't. So they don't get this affirmation. So it's like,
if a woman's not having an orgasm.
Right.
So that's why we fake it.
Like,
there's not like a visceral, like, semen.
We know
so we can fake it like professionals.
Yes.
So really, I mean, a lot of this stuff is just a breakdown. Like, it's just a breakdown of communication where, you know, women are afraid. We've been faking it, or we don't even know what makes us feel good. So that's a good conversation to have. Should we take another call?
Yes, let's talk to 888-947-8277. Let's talk to Drew, 40, New Mexico. He called in about a previous situation with his girlfriend and wants to give an update on the
All right,
one.
Hey, Drew, tell me what's going on.
Hey, yeah.
Thanks,
hey,
I love an update.
Doing,
I love a good update. Well, maybe it's not, we'll see. What's going on?
Can y'all hear me?
I got you, yep.
All right, so today's Wednesday. We was having Taco Tuesday yesterday at my place.
Okay.
I was cooking, everybody was having a good time.
I miss Taco Tuesday.
She tells me that she tells me the way I make her feel, she doesn't like that feeling anymore. and she can't stop that feeling. Therefore, she cannot be with me anymore.
Wait, what? So, what feeling doesn't she like that you give her?
The constant squirting feeling.
Okay, Becca. Oh, right. Drew, the poppy pads for the bed, the squirting, right?
Yes.
Drew,
yes,
my man. Poppy pads.
Wow, wow.
Wait, but Drew, back up.
We
Drew.
The story.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Drew, his girlfriend, squirts a lot. And then at first it was a problem because it was so much squirting. And then we tried to come up with solutions like putting down towels or maybe poppy pads or a squirt blanket. Mm-hmm. And it was great. And you were into it and accepting. And now she says that you're making her squirt too much.
Yeah, she told me that she didn't like the feeling anymore and that she had to end the relationship because she could not stop it and she didn't like it anymore.
But Drew, it has nothing to do with you per se.
No.
I will.
She said enough with this squirting. You're enough with you?
You can have a line of women.
Yeah.
You'll have a line, Drew.
I wish I was a dating service.
I didn't get mad because, I mean, like, you guys know, like, I was trying to leave that alone already, and I accepted it. But then whenever she said she was done with it, I was just like, all right, well, I guess I can just go back to just, you know, coaching sports and shit, like whatever I want to do. Like, I guess, whatever.
Oh, are you upset that you hurt, though? I mean, you were into her. You called in like 3 times about it. So are you sad? Hurting? I mean, you don't have to say sad. Guys aren't like, yes, I'm sad. But really, that sucks.
Well, I mean, I'm a man. I
know, but Drew, I'm giving you permission to feel emotions. No.
And I'm one of them type dudes. I wouldn't say sad, but it was like I did let her meet, you know, my child, my little man. And nobody meets my little man.
So yeah, you should wait. You guys were only together a few months, right? Like 4-3 months now?
About 5 months or so.
So I don't really, that's an excuse. I don't believe it's because she's squirting too much, because she's going to squirt again. But how are you feeling? So is your question just an update, or are you feeling like, are you just calling to say, yeah, I'm going to go on and help other women squirt, or what?
Nothing like that.
Okay.
Honestly, like, I don't talk to nobody about this. So
okay.
I can call y'all because
I'm here for you. So, Drew, you're certain you don't want to be there, because I'm not sure that I don't believe that would be a reason, and it makes me sad. And maybe she did you a favor by leaving if that is the excuse you're making. Miss, oh baby, you make me squirt so good, I'm out.
Makes no sense.
No, we've never heard anything like that. We're shaking our heads here.
And to be honest with you, I've never heard that either. But, I mean, I guess it was a first, but...
You know, she's just not being honest with herself either. It's not you.
Yeah.
You always have to make sure that you realize that. It's never you. It's the...
It isn't. We all think it's... We all try to figure out, what did I do? How could I be better? How could it be different? Drew, you're making women squirt. So, like, there's no problem with this situation.
That's right. So. That's a skill. Don't lose it.
Yeah, and just find, you know, you want to be, and I love that you've learned how to communicate and talk about these things, so now the next partner you're with, you're going to be even more open from the things we've talked about on the show. You're fine.
I'm pretty sure I will be. It's probably going to be a while, because it just kind of sucks starting all that stuff over again.
Well, see, I think you're having a little bit of mourning around it, because you were into over 5 months is real. I'm sorry. That's a significant amount of time to spend with someone. So that's okay if you don't rush back into it. But I think we can learn from every relationship we're in. So,
I definitely agree with that. You're right about that, Miss Emily.
I know, Drew. So, you know, don't force yourself to go out and dates and do whatever. Just kind of think about this relationship. What did you learn from it? What would you like in your next partner? And then you're ready to start a date. But there's no pressure.
I was going to pick up a part-time job and just hang out.
Okay, Drew. Well, take care of yourself. You know that I'm here weekdays to talk to you.
All right,
Drew. Thanks for calling. All right. Happy almost Valentine's Day. That's when my Michigan accent comes out. Valentine's Day. What? They're raising their hands. All right. Should we take another call? You can give us a call. 888-947-8277.
Yeah, I feel like everyone in the room got really excited.
What
about
happened?
One in particular.
What happened?
I don't know if
Joe.
Okay, so we got Joe, who's 74 in New York.
That's what excited you?
Yeah.
And his question's about masturbation and marriage.
Joe, you win because everyone's excited here. Hey, Joe.
Yes.
Hi.
Did you hear me?
Yes, we got you.
Hey, Joe.
Okay. Yeah, we've been married quite a while, and we did have been divorced, and we got to the point where we were not really interested in it, and we end up masturbating all the time. Is that going to be an issue?
You're masturbating with your partner right now?
Yes. Well, not right now. No, I'm driving the car right now.
I have no problem with masturbation. What would be the problem, that you're masturbating instead of having other kinds of sex?
Yes.
Is there a
problem? Which point now that's what we prefer.
Oh, I don't think there's any problem with it unless there's a problem, unless you have a problem with it or she has a problem with it. Zero problem if you're both leaving and having a good time. That's a great thing about sex. There's no sex police. There's no right way to have sex. If you're both having pleasure and you're able to communicate about it, I'm going to say that everything's fine, Joe.
It's great.
Yeah.
I think it's wonderful. I think the fact that you're just being intimate.
Yeah.
One other question is, I got into cross-dressing.
You got into what?
A new cross-dressing.
Cross-dressing, okay.
I like doing that while we're doing the masturbation scene.
Okay. And?
She has no problem with it at this point.
Great. Do you?
No, I prefer. I love doing that.
Great. I love that you're so open cross-dressing and masturbating with someone who accepts you. This is way more common than you think, and so I'm not going to, yeah. I love that at 74, you're expressing yourself. Yes, Joe, do it.
Story.
I love it.
That's why we got excited. It's beautiful.
Yeah, Joe, you're totally fine. And bring it. Like, get more lingerie. Tomorrow's, like, you know, Valentine's Day. They might go on sale with the chocolate on Friday. I don't know, but, like, we all support you, Joe.
That's great.
I love it when people figure out who they are and what they want in bed and with their partner, and it all is fine. It all works out. Okay. Carolyn and Cindy, Dr. DeLucia and Cindy Barship from V-Spot Medispa. V-Spot Media. V-Spot Medispa.
Medi.
Medi.
Medical.
I get it. V-Spot Medispa. Which is an amazing place that women can go to in New York.
Yeah. For their intimate health and sexual satisfaction, to enhance their satisfaction, and just to even, like, find out their options, really.
Their options.
If you have any, like, problem, like, it's great that they could call here. Really. We have people that come in and we just talk to them about kind of what they went through. It's not always in your head. A lot of times we go through so many different changes that people don't know about. And women suffer in silence. They feel like they're the only ones.
Right.
Well, I'll just always pee in my pants. No, we don't have to.
Can we talk about that for 1 second? The peeing, the sneezing and peeing at a certain age, and what you can do? Because I these technologies, the Emcella.
Right.
Sitting on the chair.
It's an amazing
Women can sit on a chair with their clothes on and then stop sneezing and peeing.
Well, what the chair does is it has incredible electromagnetic energy and it forces you very comfortably to Kegel. Are you ready, ladies? 11,200 times in 28 minutes, super maximally, which means stronger than your body could ever do on its own. And
In a lifetime.
Right. Exactly. It's like 69 hours of Kegeling equivalent in one session. And you do six of these, two a week for 3 weeks, and then maintenance is to come in and sit on the chair fully clothed, fully comfortably, and maintain it every 3-4 months. And I'm telling you, I have muscles I never even knew I had. I'm like, oh my goodness. And now I've always tease. I can crack a walnut. I haven't tried it yet, but I swear those muscles are so strong down there.
Check out our YouTube video.
Yes. They can find it all. Right. On your, it's true. Right. Oh, soon you'll have a video of that.
Soon.
But it is true. You just go a few times. I've sent so many. I want to go sit on your chair tomorrow.
Yes. Please do.
Okay. I like that it lifts
my butt.
I might
just do that. It lifts your butt too?
It lifts your butt. Because I stopped doing it for a little bit because I wasn't peeing in my pants anymore.
Okay. So it just happens to all women. It's going to, and over time, but women don't even know they can do anything about it.
I would say you should start Kegeling at a young age. And this is my personal belief. Kegel, but there's so many different devices out there that track the Kegels if you're doing it right, because nobody
Kegels
correctly.
We don't do it right. Nobody
does. It's almost impossible. But there are some devices. I'm trying to remember. There's a tracker to teach you how to Kegel.
Intone.
Intone, the In Control.
So it works really well. Right. So you should just...
Yeah, it does.
No, it does really well. But it's just, you have to get your body used to it. Just by saying, like, okay, read a book. And there's just such miscommunications on the way to Kegel. But if we
and
can
men
track
can do them
it
too.
With the
yeah.
intone, and it's just super healthy for you. And it just makes sex better and better.
It does. It does make sex better, more intense orgasms. And
there's a 90% chance that, like, you know, when you get older, you'll be peeing your pants. There's more adult diapers sold in 10 years than baby diapers. Yeah. So, like,
that's
everybody
right.
start Kegeling now. Because
yeah, I'm doing them right now. Okay, you guys, I have to ask you my five questions. Thank you guys for coming in. I have to ask you guys the five quickie questions I ask all of our guests.
Oh.
Yeah, ready?
Yeah.
Okay, biggest turn on, Cindy?
Jay.
Oh, Carolyn, biggest turn on?
I guess it would be showing me that you're attracted to me. I think that's the biggest turn on, is
right.
making me
to feel
desired.
Yes. Yeah. Biggest turn off?
Speaking only, never being too selfish.
Okay. Biggest turn off for you?
Biggest turn off, smelly.
Hygiene.
Hygiene.
I'm telling you.
Hygiene.
Okay, what's the sexiest body part to you?
It depends on the person.
All right.
It depends. I like every body part.
Oh, I feel the same.
Yeah.
It's like, it really depends. Like,
okay, what's something random that turns you on?
Random that turns me on?
I don't know. Is there anything you're like, ooh, lemons? Or your biggest dating deal breaker?
I'm giving
you options.
I like whipped cream.
Oh, okay.
I like whipped sexy cream. Talk.
Sexy,
I like,
dirty
I like,
talk?
I like talking about things that I don't want to do. So, I have a question for Sex with Emily.
Yeah. Yes. We're going to have a break, though, in a minute.
Okay, let's
go for
the break. Then I'll do it afterwards.
We're going to have to take a break. I love you both for being here. Dr. Karen DeLucia and Cindy Barshop. It's vspot.com. And if you go to sexwithemily.com, all their information's on there. Their Instagram. You can check out our Instagram. We're going to be tagging them. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Such a fun show. I love you all. Thanks for supporting it. And thank you to my amazing team, Ken, Michelle, producer Jamie, and Michael. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.